One of the things that I speak about often is not really knowing how to cover the very high levels of violence in our country. When you have, and you know, in the last quarterly crime stats, the period that they covered, we'd gone beyond the late 50 number of murders per day average that has been around for several years, and we were up to 70 murders a day on average. 70 murders a day on average over a three-month period. And when that is happening, how do I, as somebody who's in the media, how do I handle that? Whose deaths do I cover? And what tends to happen is that people who are politically prominent, culturally prominent, very young, very old, very good-looking, their deaths get covered. And then, so of the 70 a day, maybe 4 or 5 get media coverage. The others are just ignored. Their deaths aren't marked. Their lives aren't remembered in a public way. And that is why I read with great sadness, but also with, yes, we need more of this. What would you call it? A tribute, which appeared on the Daily Maverick today, written by three people, one of whom, Pamela Silwane, joins us very shortly. And it was a tribute to the life of Guguletu community leader Ntsikelelo Mzezwa. He was shot dead along with two other people on Saturday, the 14th of January. Twin daughters, aged 12, left behind a community devastated by the loss. And I read this 600-700 words, whatever it was, and I had a sense of the man who had been murdered. And that's something we lack in this country. We lack a sense of the 70 people a day. Who were they? What were their contributions to society? What did they like? What did they not like? Were they family people? Could they sing? Could they play soccer? What did they care about? Did they look after their garden with enormous interest? Pamela is was a close friend of Ntsikelelo's, a member of the Guguletu Community Action Network, part of Cape Town Together, a director of the Unemployed Movement Organizing for Work. Pamela, good afternoon, and I'm very sorry about the loss.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell us about Ntsikelelo, because he's just another statistic to a lot of people, but to you, he was much more than a statistic.
He was a very bubbly person. Ntsikelelo came from a very struggling background, but that didn't stop him to make a change in our community. He was always full of beat. We worked together, so every day he had like an upbeat. He wanted to help someone, and I think in his way, he wanted people to know that anything is possible. The amount of people that he helped look for work, do their CV. He went way beyond for people in my community. He was a great, great, great friend, a good activist. There's so much that he did, and we didn't want that to not for people to know that about him, because I think he played a big role. I think he made a lot of difference in our community.
I mean, he was somebody who went off track early in his life, like many young South Africans, wasn't able to finish school. The circumstances were just not there. And he did spend some time in a life of crime, spent some time in prison, but he came out determined to make a difference, determined to educate himself. And there were several occasions on which he tried to complete his education, but again, circumstances, his activism intervened, but he never gave up. He never gave up on educating himself, so that he could improve himself, and he never gave up on the idea of helping other people educate themselves and improve their lives.
No, he did not. Sometimes if you are from the township and you see the hardship that people go through, it's no excuse. Sometimes you turn to crime, but he's a very good example that he wanted to make a change and he wanted to be a role model for his kids. That pushed him a lot to make change, and also to show them that anything is possible. We don't always go straight in life, but once we know that we want to change ourselves, I think that's what he did. He made sure that we will never remember him as a criminal, but we will remember him as someone that made change and changed people's lives.
And there are many like you who are pleased stay with us. And in Sikelelo, across the country, people who work at a micro ground roots level, doing inspirational work, making a difference. And they do that out of the glare of the media. They do that independent of political party affiliation. They might or might not be members of political parties, but that's not their main aim. Their main aim is this wonderful thing that I hope never dies in South Africa, which is community activism.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the love for your community, you know, how close we are with each other, and the hope of actually bettering ourselves. So that moved and pushed him. And also, there are so many people like him who are doing so many wonderful things just to make a change. And actually, in 50 years' time, we don't say nothing has happened, but we've known that people have been trying to do better. Hopefully, it inspires other people to actually try to make change as well in all different communities in South Africa.
Why did you and your two co-authors choose to write this? I mean, so that this view of Insikelelo, which you've shared with me, was known by other people, because there must be a sense of frustration that this heroic work which activists are doing in these micro grids of communities is going unacknowledged by the rest of the world, that wonderful people doing wonderful things just aren't known about, and then their death becomes a statistic in a police crime register.
One of the reasons why, I think it would be two reasons. We wanted people to know of him. Like, he did so much. The least that would happen is that people would get to know what he mattered. So we wanted the world to know there was someone like that, and he did better. And we also wanted to inspire others who are actually doing the amazing things. I think one thing about South Africa, once we are inspired, we actually do better as well. You know, once you see someone doing good, that's why we are inspired to also do good, and also acknowledge so many people are doing so many wonderful things, that they matter. It doesn't matter if you are not on the limelight, whatever, but the fact that you wake up every day wanting to make a change and actually making the change, that matters. That will be a result for our kids. You know, the next generation will know of our hard work because of things that we've done.
Please keep doing them, and thank you for giving life to a man whose life is no longer with us. Pamela Silwana is a community activist, and she and two activist colleagues have written on the Daily Maverick about the murdered Insikelelo Mthwezwa.